If comic books aren't your thing, or even if they are, a reminder that there are plenty of other movies in the theater besides The Avengers: Age of Ultron. Our critic Bob Mondello says there's a less crowded alternative to look out for. It's appropriately titled Far From the Madding Crowd.
Genre flicks on steroids. That's the general rule for this time of year, whether we're talking superheroes, supercharged cars, or romance. Far From the Madding Crowd is romance writ Victorian, and they really do not write them like that anymore, with heroes, say sheepherder Gabriel Oak, who are sturdy and handsome and men of few words. So few that he's said a total of maybe 10 to pretty spunky Bathsheba Everdeen before surprising her one afternoon at her cottage door.
I brought you a lamb. The lamb is not why I came.
Go on.
Well, Miss Everdeen, I wanted to ask, would you like to marry me?
Now, there's a subtext to this encounter. He's got a herd of sheep and what he figures are pretty good prospects. She's living off the kindness of relatives and has an education, which for a woman in Victorian England counts for not much. By that era's lights, he's kind of doing her a favor with this marriage proposal, clumsy though he is. Still, she turns him down, which looks like a smart move a few days later when their fortunes reverse, she inheriting an estate, he losing his sheep, and soon...
Good hunting, Miss Everdeen.
There's another guy making goo-goo eyes, this time a wealthy landowner.
Miss Everdeen, I want very much to have you as my wife.
And where in most romances two handsome, sturdy men of few words would suffice, this one has a third.
I don't think I've ever seen a face as beautiful as yours. Meet me tomorrow.
Nobody would know.
A callow young soldier who speaks with his sword, let's say. And yes, novelist Thomas Hardy intended that double entendre. I confess I wondered why anyone would want to remake Far From the Madding Crowd until I went back and watched some of the 1967 version. Long, lavish, and Julie Christie notwithstanding, pretty dull. She was a lovely flirt, but that's kind of all that the pre-Woman's Lib version asked her to be. This time, Carey Mulligan plays Miss Everdeen, and like Katniss Everdeen, the Hunger Games heroine who acquired her name a century later, she's made of sterner stuff, whether wading into a sheep bath on a dare...
Miss Everdeen's here now, so you better do your best work. I'm
or meeting the skeptical staff of her inherited estate.
Don't suppose because I'm a woman I don't know the difference between bad goings on and good. I shall be up before you are awake. I shall be afield before you are up. It is my intention to astonish you all.
And astonish she does, at least judging from the look she gets from the men in her orbit. Director Thomas Vinterberg has shaken off all vestiges of the pared-down minimalism that guided him when he made his Dogma classic, The Celebration. Here, he's all about lush music and gorgeous landscapes and romantic action in a story that he and his screenwriter have tightened and intensified. This Far From the Madding Crowd is almost an hour shorter than the 60s one, which means the madding now comes so close on the heels of the gladding and the sadding that it isn't until the very end that you realize you've been artfully shepherded, stampeded, really, right off an emotional cliff. I'm Bob Mondello.